Morning to Tuesday, the 8th of July. A very blustery, cool morning this morning as we're sitting here watching some weather flowing through, and that'll flow through South Australia and into Victoria, and followed by another couple of fronts and a little bit of rain, hopefully, on the forecast for Wednesday. So we'll see how that pans out. Markets overnight, very weak. So wheat was down 8 cents per bushel, corn was down 16. The Matif market on oilseeds, rapeseed, was actually down 8 euro in the November contract. And the Winnipeg market was actually down 23 Canadian. The Canadian market, the Canada market, was actually lower primarily because of trade tensions between the US and Canada. Trump tariffs were very much a focus of the markets overnight, and that's been a factor, particularly as we move post 4th of July. A little bit of rain in the Midwest, which is supporting production both in corn and soybeans. The currency this morning sitting at 64.97. Look, it's a little bit weaker, about 50 points weaker, but that's going to support our price and insulate us certainly from the futures markets that are weaker. We're still continuing to look at the weather, how these weather systems are going to roll through, and hopefully there's no wind damage on the journey, and we'll see how that heads. Markets today, wheat's probably going to be a little bit weaker. Canola's probably going to be down around $10 a tonne. So we'll see how that pans out. Any questions at all, don't be afraid to give the grain team a call. Cheers, bye.